So just to go along with the theme of being all over the place, as it relates to a raid bite, we'll go back to the sugi of Gerkatan, Matpil and Oisei Aldaz Bezdin, and just talk a little bit more about the inyanim of Zachin La'adam Shaloi Befanav. So Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph is synonymous with the sugya of Gerkatan. What's the halach of Gerkatan? Amar Rav Huna, Gerkatan, Matpil and Oisei Aldaz Bezdin. Rashi says we're talking about a katan. He's a minor. He's not bar mitzvah. He's a yosem, meaning his father is not alive. His mother is being megayer, and she wants him to be megayer with her. She could be megayer. She's a gedayla. She has the das to do whatever she needs to do to effectuate geiris. He's a katan. He can't buy anything. He can't sell anything. Kal v'chomer, he can't make the decision to become a yid. Stating that, Rav Huna said, ger katan, matbilin oisay al das besen. And it was mavur in the Gemara that the way this works is by leveraging the concept of zochim la'adam shaloi befanav. In fact, the Gemara asks, my kamash malon, the schus ulay, the zochim la'adam shaloi befanav tanino, zochim la'adam shaloi befanav, vein chavim la'adam shaloi befanav. And the Gemara had a mutcha a little bit to understand what exactly Rav Huna's chiddush was. But Rav Huna's halacha is ger kot matpil noise al das bezden. It's based on the principle, the klal gadol of zochin la'adam shaloi befanav. What the chiddush is, ayin sham, the Gemara discusses a nuanced chiddush that Rav Huna was saying in this halacha. Demis is, if you think about it for a minute, the whole sugi is a very, very big chiddush. The fact that a katan can become a yid via bezden, through the halacha of zochin la'adam shaloi befanav. In fact, it's not just a chiddush, it's a plea in eskava. It's something that really is very, very hard to even understand on a very, very elementary, superficial level. We spoke out a whole hakdama to the sugi of zochin la'adam shaloi befanav. It's based on a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. It's learned out from a passing in the Torah, Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. Machlokes Rishonim and Lamedes, how it works. But one thing is sure. The idea of Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav is that if Reuven wants to do something for Shimon, and it's clear that Shimon would want that thing that Reuven is doing for him. Reuven's walking in the street, and he sees a $100 bill. And he has a good friend, Shimon, who he knows can use $100. So he picks up the $100. He's koina the $100 with kinyan hagba, min hahefker, but he doesn't do it for himself. He does it for Shimon. The halach is Shimon now owns this $100. Based on the halach of Zachin Ladam Shloi Befan. Shimon never picked up the $100. That's the halach of Schia. But the point of Schia is that Reuven is doing something for Shimon. Hagam Shimon never asked him, never told him to do it, but because of the chiddush of Zchiyah, whatever Reuven did for Shimon is going to work for Shimon. That's the halach of Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav. And every single nuance and permutation of variable within the sugi is going to sort of follow that common theme. That Reuven does something for Shimon, Shimon never asked him to do it, it works on behalf of Shimon. Why? Because what Reuven did for Shimon was a schus for Shimon. Is that what's happening in our sugya? In our sugya, there's a child that's coming to Beis Din. The child now, together with his mother, wants to be Megayer, but he's a katan. A katan doesn't really have das. He can't make these types of decisions. Beis Din says, don't worry about it. We will make you into a yid. What does Beis Din do? They give him bris milah. And then, matpil noisai, they put him in the mikveh. Then a kabbal mitzvahs for him. So that's a big discussion in the achronim. What happened to the kabbalas mitzvahs? But the bottom line is, this child goes through a geiris. The problem is, the child's going through a geiris. He doesn't have das. Beis Din says, don't worry about it. We're giving you the das. We're going to make sure it works. Zochin Gemara, how does this happen? Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav. Rabbeinu Shloi Olam. Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav would be if Beis Din was the one doing the geiris. So Beis Din would have the bris milah, and Beis Din would go into the mikveh, and they would say, listen, child, really, you're supposed to do this. You can't do it. It's a schus. Through the musig of Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav, whether it's yad, whether it's shlichus, that's how this is going to play. But that's not what happened. What happened is the katan is the one that's doing the geiris. So if the katan's the one that's doing the geiris, all Beis Din is doing, ostensibly, is shtelling zu das, whatever that even means in English. So if that's the case, what does it have to do with Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'Fanav? So the kasha is not how Ger Katan Matpil Noisei Al Das Beis Din works. That's not the point of the kasha. The point of the kasha is, how is it Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav? Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav is a very rigid idea, and it works in a certain way. This case does not seem to conform or comply with the Geder and the Mahalach of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. So what's Poshi Pshat in the sugi of Ger Katan? It's not a fancy kasha. Poshi Pshat in the Gemara. It's Mavur in the Gemara. Ger Katan Matbi L'Noisei Al Das Bezden based on Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. L'Chayra Ma'inyin Ger Katan, who does everything by himself and is just Chasur Das, to the sugya of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, which is a situation where Reuven is doing on behalf of Shimon. The emes is, there would have been a mokim to learn the sugya, that when the Gemara says that Ger Katan Matbil and Oisei Adas Bezdin is based on Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, the Gemara doesn't mean that it's working with the lumdis of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. The Gemara doesn't mean it's working with all the raid of the Ktsois and Kofhei, etc., etc. All the Gemara maybe means is that Ger Katan Matbil and Oisei Adas Bezdin is an idea that's predicated on Bezdin getting involved. And it could be Bezdin would never get involved unless it was a schus. And unless they had a precedent of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, that you see you can do a milsa de schus on behalf of somebody else, so they would never do this either. So when the Gemara says Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, the Gemara says it doesn't mean that it's working with the lumdus of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. I've added it. There's no shaykhis of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. All the Gemara means is that it's a milsa de schus, and Bezdin is going to get involved in a milsa de schus. What's the makar to that? Schia and ad kedei kach. The Gemara asked the kasha and Ravuna. Ger Katan Matbil L'Noisei Al Das Bezdin. The Gemara said, "Duh, of course." My kamash want tanina Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, but not that this is Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. But if Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav, then it's ma'id mestam that Bezdin would get involved in this situation as well. And the emes is what I just said is a mefurish in a Tosfos. It's Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis. It's a very very long Tosfos. This part of the Tosfos is towards the bottom. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. It's kedai to see it inside Ayin Sham. It's mefurish in Tosfos. The problem is, we have another very long Tosfos in the sugi of Ger Katan, and that's on our daf, on daf Yud Aleph from Aleph, and it's mefur in Tosfos in our sugi that Tosfos didn't learn that way. Because Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos says, how could you tell me Ger Katan Matbil L'Noisei Al Das Bezdin? Because of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. Schiz mitam shlichus, vein shlichus l'Katan. And Tosfos said two terutz, and Reb Kedega said another terutz, and the Tosfos asked from Yishalei Midas, and all the Rishonim and the Achrei all tumul in the sugya of Tzchia L'Katan, in our sugya of Ger Katan. So it's muchach that Tosfos in Ksubis and all the Rishonim and Achronim that learned our sugya on Daf Yud Aleph in the trenches of the sugya of Tzchia Mitam Shlichas, that they learned there's a real Tzchia taking place over here. And there's a real Shlichas taking place over here. And if that's the case, Hadra Kushin L'Duchte. So I just want to say over one mahalach to explain the sugya of Ger Katan, and this mahalach is from the Torah of Agoyin Agodol Reb Shmuel Yankiv. It's in his Zoysli Yankiv, right here in the sugyas of Ger Katan. He also talks about it a lot in Simen Lamed Daled and Masechtes Kedushin. But this was Reb Shmuel Yankiv's Ikka Mahalach to explain Ger Katan. It's not going to be an easy mahalach, I'm prefacing that, but at the same time, it's a very, very ois geboit the mahalach. And it's geboit on a ktsois in Simen Reish Lamed He. And really, this Ktsois begins with a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Chof Tes in Hilchas Mechira. And the Rambam is discussing a cotton, whether or not he could transact. Could a cotton buy? Could a cotton sell? So if you ask the man on the street, could a cotton buy something? No, it's not about das. You need das to buy something. Could he sell something? No, you need das to sell something. Das koine, das makna. So of course, a cotton can't transact. Stating that, there's a well-known Gemara in Masechtes Gittin in Perek Ha'omer, where the Gemara says, ha-pu'utois Mekchon Mekach u'memkarim Memkar. There's a certain age where the Chachamim said that even though a cotton is not a bardas, but if he buys something, it's considered bought, and if he sells something, it's considered sold. That's a din d'rabbanan, it's not a din d'iraisa, and b'pnei d'arkishah. For whatever reason, the Chacham felt that this was an important takana, and the Chacham allowed a cotton to be able to buy and be able to sell. So the Rambam, in Perek Haftas Hilchas Mechira, Kedarkei Bakodesh, is laying out these laws, Kishulchan Aruch. And the Rambam says that even though the Gemara said ha-pu'uta is mekchon, mekach u'memkar u'memkar, that was only regarding metaltalin. Karka is something that's more valuable, and because of the chashivos of karka, the pu'utais would not have the ability to get involved in karka. But says the Rambam, yearly, I think that carve-out of karka in the sugya of pu'utais is only if the katan wants to sell karka. But if a katan wants to buy karka, then it's going to be okay. So listen to Lushoyne Azov Shal Rambam. It's Halacha Yud Aleph. Yirali, shekotan shekona karka. A katan that buys karka. V'nos andamim, and he pays for it. V'hichzik, and he made a chazaka on it. Tamoy biyadah. He can keep the karka. Afa pisha emem kare be karka klop. Even though if a katan tries selling karka, it's worthless. Shekotan, the reason, it's okay if he buys it, because a katan is kemisha ena lefanein. It's as if he's not here. V'zochen la'adam shaloi befanav, ve'en chaven loy ela befanav. How do you even read this Rambam? Says the Rambam, a katan, midei raisa, can't buy or sell anything. Midei rabbanon, he can buy and sell metaltalin. Even midei rabbanon, not karka. So the Rambam, yearly, my gut, my hergish is telling me that this, that a katan can't get involved in karka, just means he can't sell karka. But if a katan wants to buy karka, he'll be able to. Why? Because a katan is as if he's not here. It's based on the idea of zachen ladam shloi befanav. Before we understand the Rambam, zok the Magen Mishnah, where do you know zachen ladam shloi befanav? Mavur b'gemara. It's mavur b'perikah ish mekadesh. Daminim inayin shazachen ladam shloi befanav shenemar nasi echad mimate upirish rashi zav v'chulu v'chulu. Says the Rambam, because of Zochen La'adam Shalei Befanav, that's why a katan is going to be able to buy karka. Feitik Tzais in Simin Reish Lamed Hei. And he brings that the Marit already was Matmiya on the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. He says, Ma inyan Zochen La'adam Shalei Befanav to this case. And the Nusach that the Tzais uses to ask the question is Zochen La'adam Shalei Befanav is the Taich that you do something on behalf of somebody else. So, for example, we would say that a katan can't buy karka, but a gadol that wants to buy karka on behalf of a katan is going to be okay. The katan can't do it. Zochen ladam shloi befanav. And even though there's no shlichas lekatan, there's shchiyah lekatan, ksubas yod alef, and therefore it's going to, but that's not what's happening over here. Over here, the katan is the one that's buying it. Shekatan shekana karka, the katan bought. The nuts and dubim, the katan gave the money. The hichzik, the katan did the chazaka. Tamud biyada, it's going to work. Afal pisha emem kare bekarka klum. So you see that it's the katan that's doing it. So if the katan that's doing it, so what exactly is the zochen la'adam shloi befanav? What's Pashup Shad in the Zochen Ladam Shalei Befanav? Zok Tik Tzois. It's Mavur in the Rambam that the Rambam held that there's a Musig that if there's someone that wants to buy something, he doesn't have Das to buy for whatever reason. But the Makna has Das to sell. The Makna's Das Makna can wear two hats. It can serve as the Das Makna that every Kenyan needs, but it could also double as Das Koina on behalf of the Koina by using the idea of Zachen L'Adam Shaloi Befana. So let's just explain this a little bit. It's Yodua, there's a Shitas HaToysus in Shas, that the Shach Paskins La'alocha, the Toysus is in Masech Tizgitin, Daf Samach Dalar on base, where Toysus says that even though a cotton can't be Koina Midei Raisa, but Al Yedei Das Acheres Makna, a cotton could be Koina Midei Raisa. It's something that comes up in a lot of raid, but there is a Shitas HaToysus that holds that if there's Das Acheres Makna, a katan could be Koina. So again, whenever a kinyan happens, there's a Koina, there's a Makna. The Koina is the acquirer, the Makna is the one that's giving it. If you wanted to bifurcate the kinyan, the way Reb Shmuel Yankov explains it, the Koina's job is, or let's talk about the Makna first. The Makna's job is to be Moitzi the Chefetz from his Rishos, and then the Koina's job is to bring it into his rishos. There's two components to a kinyan, and the makna and the koina each are achroi-ish for one chelik of the kinyan that takes place. So the makna gets it out of his rishos, and then the koina brings it into his rishos. I don't mean mamish that, but just lesaber es oisen. So each person is involved in the maisa component. Each person also has to have das. For me to be moitzi for my rishos, I need das makna. For you to be machnes into your rishos, you need das koina. Traditionally, the thought is that in order for a kinyan to happen, you need both. The makna has to engage in the kinyan, the koina has to engage in the kinyan, the makna has to have das makna, the koina has to have das koina. Taisis has a chiddush based on a sugya mesachtes gittin that even though a katan can't be koina midei raisa, but if there's das acheres makna, that's going to be enough. And really, the side of Tosfos Chiddush is that Das Acheres Makna is so powerful, it's so potent, that if this Das Acheres Makna, you don't even need the Das Koina. The Das Acheres Makna could do everything. It can take it out of the Makna's Rishus and throw it into the Koina's Rishus. Ah, I thought I need Das Koina for that. That's Tosfos Chiddush. Had Tosfos know it, he knew it from a sugya. So Dr. Tzoyis, this is the abridged version of it, the Rambam had the same sugya as Tosfos. The same sugya that Tosfos had, where he proved that Das Acheres Makna could do the whole job, the Rambam had. But the Rambam came out a little different than Tosfos. Tosfos walked away from that sugya with alumnus and Das Acheres Makna. That you see, Das Acheres Makna is so potent that it could do the whole geschäft. The Rambam said, no way. Das Makna can't do everything. You need Das Makna. You need Das Koina. Das Makna could be mighty from the Rishus of the Makna, but the Das Koina needs to bring it into the Rishus of the Koina. Aye, Tosfos has a mafurish of sugya that Das Acheres Makna works even when there's no Das Koina. True, but you know how that works? Not without Das Koina, with Das Koina, but with Zach Ladim Shleib Fana. And through Schia, we have a Das Koina. What do you mean? Who gave the Koina Das Koina? The Makna did. The Makna gave the Koina Das Koina? Yeah, he did. Through Zach Ladim Shleib Fana. But Al Koponim, Zach Tiktois, it's Mavur in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechir, Perach of Tes, Halach Yud Aleph, a gewaldige chiddush, and that is that there's a concept of zochem lo adam shaloi befanov, not only for the gufa kinyan, but even for the dasa kinyan. Where is it manifest in the world of the Rambam? The Rambam was discussing a katon who even midirabbanon can't be koine karka. Said the Rambam yearly that really he will be able to through Das Acheres Makna. But not Das Acheres Makna that is the Das Makna that's poil the whole Kenyan, but rather Das Acheres Makna that the Das Makna serves as both the Das Makna and the Das Koina through Zochem Adam Shloifon. But I'll call upon him, there's an Indian that I could shtel tzu Das to somebody else. Al Yidei, this idea of Zochem Adam Shloifonov. Now, one thing is clear. That this whole Ktzois, who boys from a Rambam, that there's a musig of Zochel Adam Shloi Befanav, even on Das, it's only for the Das Machna. There's no halacha that says that a katon that wants to be koinim in a hefker, let's say, and there's a man that's standing next to him, and he says, I'm going to shtel tzu this Das on your behalf. The assumption in the Noisekelem of the Ktzois is that for sure is not going to work. And the Ktzois never meant that. The Ktzois was saying a chiddush in Das Machna. That the Das Machna is able to also two-wife the Das Koina. Because he's a mechitan at this chasana. He's doch the Machna. So even though really his job is to only be the Machna, but he has an extra koyach through Zach and Ladam Shalai Befanov to also be able to shtel tzu Das Koina. But ha miya, said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, it's a mefurish in Rambam and Hilchas Mechir, Perach of Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, with the Hezber of the Ktzois and Simen Reish Lamed Hey, and that is that there's an idea that Zochel Adam Shalei Befanav, although traditionally we understand it as shtelling to the Gufa Kinyan, but it could also shtel to Das Kinyan. It's a second halacha within the world of Zochel Adam Shalei Befanav. And it's with regards to that second halacha that the Rambam was discussing Hilchas Mechir Perach of Tes. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, if that's the case, it's Pashit, that's Pshat in the Sugi of Ger Katan. Ger Katan Matpila Noise Al Das Besen. And it's before in the Gemara, Al Zachat on the Mashalay Befano. And it's before in the Rishayim on the Gemara, barring Tosfos and Sanhedrin Samaches on the base, that it's actually working with the lumdis of Zachim La'adam Shalai Befanav. Aye, Vos Pas Zachim La'adam Shalai Befanav. Over here, the Katan is the one that's going through the Geiris. All Bezdin is doing is shtelling through the Das. Hecha Matsinu, that Zachim La'adam Shalai Befanav can shtel through Das. The Teretz is, you know what you see it in a Rambam. It's a Rambam in Hilchas Mechir, Peruch Haftes, Aloch Yud Aleph. It's very, very clear. You see here this idea that not only does Schia work to shtel through the Kinyan, but Schia can even work simply to shtel through the Das. Now, Rav Shmuel Yankiv has a whole nother piece where he says that the Chura, the Rambam, and the Ktzois are talking about where it's the Makna that shtelling through the Das Koina. It's Bezdin the Makna. So for that already, he shtelts through the Birchas Shmuel in Masechtas Kedushin at Siman Yod Aleph, who brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that Bezdin's role in every Geiris is similar to the role of every Makna in every Hakna, that Bezdin is a Pesabala boss when it comes to Geiris, and the role of Bezdin when it comes to Geiris is not just that Geiris has to happen Bifnei Bezdin, but Bezdin is actually a Poyol when it comes to the Halachas of Geiris, and it's really Geboit on a deeper dive in the sugya here of Ger Katan, but once we establish, Reb Chaim already did, that Bezdin's role is somewhat of the Makna. So say Reb Shmuel Yankiv, L'chayr, it's a mefurish at Tzushtel, over here to Hilchas Mechira, Perach Haftes, Halach Yer Aleph, to this Rambam. Akoponim, that's Reb Shmuel Yankiv's Hezber in the Sugi of Ger Katan, based on Aksois and Simon Reish Shlam and Hey, based on a Rambam and Hilchas Mechir Perach of Tes Halach Yud Aleph. The emes is this Yisoid that the Aksois talks about in Reish Shlam and Hey, he talks about it in another place. He talks about it in Simon Reish Ayin Hey. He discusses the whole Chiddush of Tosfos. That is that there's a concept of Das Acheres Makdas. Again, just to be clear, Tosfos has a Chiddush about Shas that a Koina could be koina, even if he doesn't have das, as long as there's das acheres makna. And really, the way we're coming out is there's two mahalchim, how to understand it. There's Tosfos mahalach, and there's the Rambam's mahalach. Again, I'm just quoting the Ktzos. Tosfos mahalach is that it works with the das makna alein. The Rambam's mahalach is that it works really with das makna and das koina. Either koina didn't have any das, the makna shtel su das koina, al yidei, zochen la'odom, shaloi b'fanav. Zok the Ktzos, that l'fi this idea, that a person can be koina, even if he doesn't have to das to be koina, simply based on das makna. He says, I want to answer a Tosfos kasha. And this Tosfos kasha brings us back to Masechtas Yevamos. Tosfos is in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, it's on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a ketana. Could a ketana do Chalitza, or could a ketana not do Chalitza? So a katan can't do a Chalitza, because it says ish in the Torah, ish v'loy katan. What about a ketana? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Frey Tosfos v'im toima, I understand. What's the Hava Mina that a Ketana should be able to do Chalitza? How's it a Sugi in Shas? Yeah, no. Of course a Ketana can do Chalitza. The Gemara says in Perek Mrs. Chalitza, on that Kuvav Amir Aleph, that when it comes to Chalitza, Nischaven hu v'lein nischaven hi, nischaven hi v'lein nischaven hu posel, ad shich nischaven hu shneim. That the only time Chalitza ever works is if Sai the Chalit and Sai the Chalutza, this is going to be Geshmak, they both have Kavana. But if either one of them don't have kavana, so the halach is, it's not going to be a chalitza. So Freik Tosfos, what's the habamina that a ketana should be able to do chalitza? A ketana is not a bastas. So if a ketana is not a bastas, so the chayritz poshet that a ketana shouldn't be able to do chalitza. As I Freik Tosfos akasha, zok tuk tois, yeish loymar gishmak yeteret. It's yodua that the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Aleph, we have two raid bites on this in Masechtas Yevamos, Kler Chakira. What's the pshat in the das that one has to have when he does chalitza? Chacham Tzvi had two tzadim. One side he had was chalitza is a mitzvah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So you have to have kavanas mitzvah. Chacham Tzvi had another tzad. Chalitza is a hakna. The koina is atzma. She's koina herself through chalitza. She's a yevama l'shuk. Right now she's bound by a zika, and the chalitza whacks out the zika. And as a result, now she's free to go able to be able to marry anybody that she wants. So there's a hakna taking place. Hakna also needs das. So the Chacham Tzvi klar hakira is the das that you need by chalitza, das mitzvah, kavanas mitzvah, or is it more das akna? Said the Ktzos, if you're going to say that the kavana you have to have by chalitza is das for hakna, is lefizeh yesh leimer haflo v'fela. You want to know why the Gemara had it sad that a ketana should be able to do chalitza? As she's not a bas das. If she's not a bas das, how could you do chalitza? The teretz is, the chalitz is for sure a gadol. Because a cotton can't do chalitza. So he's a gadol. Once he's a gadol, he has das. If he has das, it's das acheres makna. So if he's das acheres makna, so memelo, she could be koiner herself, she could do the chalitza without having any das. So zok the ktois, tois asked the kasha, how could a ketana do chalitza as she doesn't have das? What's tois the shmuz? The teretz is, if we're going to name on the tzad and the chacham tzvi, that the chacham tzvi said that what das do you have to have the chalitza? You have to have das hakna. So if you have to have das hakna, yeshloime, but das acheres makna, she's going to be able to do chalitza. This is the ktois in Simen Reish Ayin Hei. So I had a shayla. And that is, this teretz of the Ktzos, would that only work according to the way Tosfos understood das acheres makna? Or would this work even according to the way the Rambam understood das acheres makna? In other words, the Ktzos established in Reish Lamed Hei that there's two ways to understand das acheres makna. There's a raya that you could be koina with no das as long as it's das acheres makna. But we have a major shaila in the Rishonim, the way the Ktzos laid out, how that works. Tosfos shita was, it works with das acheres makna alone. Don't you need das koina? No. The Rambam held, of course you need das koina. But the das makna wears two hats. It shtelsu the das koina via the vehicle of tzachem l'adam shaloi b'fan. So here's the shaila. This teretz of the Ktzos, this is in the world of raid, that the Ktzos was miyashev, Tosfos kasha, by applying the halacha of das acheres makna based on one side in the Chacham Tzvi. That you could do chalitza with a ketana who has no das based on das acheres makna. Would that work only according to Tosfos? Would that work according to the Rambam as well? So you say, what shaykhis? Was Tyson the Rambam have to do with anything? Oh, it's not a shaykhis. You know why? Because maybe, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says it's working. Midin zachin l'adam shaloi b'fanav. How does shchiyah work? Shchiyah is mitam shlichas. We know there's no shlichas by chalitza. So if there's no shlichas by chalitza, so maybe it wouldn't work by chalitza. This was the shayla. The Tosfos that learns that it's the das acheres makna that's telling to everything, since poshut it would work. But the Rambam who learns that it works midin shchiyah, and it's ma'od mistaber that even this second din of Zachen Ladam Shloi Befanov is also working midin shlichas. Now you'll tell me, Mechatesa, maybe the second din of Zachen Ladam Shloi Befanov is not working midin shlichas. Well, Rav Shmuel Yankov wouldn't agree with you, because Rav Shmuel Yankov learned the whole sugi of Ger Katan, which is the choices Zachen Ladam Shloi Befanov, which is the Rambam Perich of Tessel, because Mechir is Zachen Ladam Shloi Befanov, based on this Shri, and Tosfos says, that's Shri mitam shlichas. So Lachari, that's Shri is mitam shlichas. So Yesh Lema, I wouldn't work for Chalitza. You know why I wouldn't work for Chalitza? Because Chalitza doesn't work Al Yidei Shliach. But here's the suffix. When we say Chalitza doesn't work Al Yidei Shliach, does that mean there's no element of the Chalitza that can work Al Yidei? You see where this is going, right? There's no element of Chalitza that can work Al Yidei Shliach. Or maybe it just means the Gufa Chalitza can work Al Yidei Shliach. You need her to be standing in Bezdin and for her to be doing what she does. But maybe this element of the Chalitza, maybe this would be able to work Al Yidei Shliach. Maybe it's just the Maisa Chalitza that can work Al Yidei Shliach. But if I only need a Shliach for the Das, so maybe then already it's going to be different. And the emes is, at the risk of going here, let's see why is it that Chalitza doesn't work Al Yidei Shliach. So we know that the Maracha Zeru in his tshuva was already Megala tells two reasons why Chalitza doesn't work Al Yidei Shliach. He said, and he said two suggestions. One is Veshema, the B'in Chalitza, do me the Yibum. Maybe Chalitza has to be like Yibum. Yibum you can't do Al Yidei Shliach, so Chalitza also you can't do Al Yidei Shliach. Oy, Shema Dechsiv V'chotso Naloi. Meyal ragloi, his shoe on his foot. And as a result, if there's going to be a shliach, in that instance, it's not going to work. Both reasons, you can argue, have no shaykhis to shlichas bedas. The fact that you can't do yibam ayyidei shlich was so posh to the marach or zarua. He meant the das? No, he meant the gufa yibam. Of course, can't be done ayyidei shlich. And when it says in the Torah, v'choltsa nalim meyal ragloi, it's his foot. It is his foot. We're not appointing a shliach to actually do the gufa chalitza. It's just for the das of the chalitza. The problem is, the last time there was an Adam Gadol that suggested that maybe there's an aspect of chalitza yidei shliach that's okay based on being derish time of the krah, there was a major tumult and a whole sefer was written. It's called Av B'chachma. So the chayra, this is the suffix. Being that das acheres makna, according to the Rambam, the way the Ktois was Mazmer and Simen Reish Lamed Hei works within Tzchiya, and it's moved that that Tzchiya also works mitam Shlichas, Reb Shmuel Yankiv and Zois Liyakiv, Sayin Ksubas and Sayin Kedushin, based on the Sugi of Ger Kotmat, Bilo Nois Adaz Bezdin. So maybe when it comes to Chalitza, you wouldn't be able to Shtel Tzu, and Al Koponim, the Ktois' Teretz and Reish Ayin 8, the Ktois' Kasha, would work the way Ktois was learned, the Sugi of Das Acheres Makna, but it wouldn't work the way the Rambam learned the Sugi of Das Acheres Makna. Oh, but the emes is, it's not a shayla. It's not a shayla. It's a mefurisha rishon. In fact, it's a mefurisha rashba, I think. And the rashba is in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin. The rashba was discussing the halacha of Gadol Oymed Al Gabav, which is one of the themes of the beginning of Masechtas Chulin, where the halacha is that a katan is allowed to do shechita as long as there's a Gadol Oymed Al Gabav. And the rashba asks a bamba kasha. The rashba asks a kasha from Yevamis. It's mevur that a shoita and a shoytes, right, the male and female version, they can't do chalitza. Why? Because they don't have das. Right, the Rashba, why can't a shoyta do chalitza? Let there be a god olaymet al gabav. And if there's going to be a god olaymet al gabav, l'chayri, you should be able to do chalitza. Asnoy freik the Rashba akasha. Now, why the Rashba asked it by shoyta, not by kata, not by cheresh v'chareshes, that's, I'm coming in middle of a Rashba. The Rashba addresses all that. But let's just fast forward to the part that we need. We're going to highlight the chelak of the Rashba, that's negeyos. And that is, why is it that when it comes to a shoyta, there's no halacha of god olaymet al gabav? Zok the Rashba. V'rabbeinu harav zechrein levracha tiretz. The chol dover she'efshel asoysei al yedei shliach. Havi amida al gabav, kavona asoysei, umidin shlichos. Anytime you could do something al yedei shliach, There's a halach of gadol oimad al gabav. Avol davar sheyef shalas loisay al yedei shliach. But if there's something that you can't do al yedei shliach, af amidas bendas al gabav, loy mailav loy mayrida b'makom shetzarach kavon. Zok the Rashba, you want to know why a shaita can't do chalitza al yedei gadol oimad al gabav? I works in shchitas chulin, works for ksivas aget. So why shouldn't it work over here? Oh, the teretz is because wherever you can make a shliach, I can make a shliach to write a get. I could do shchita al yedei shliach. So dear God, oimid al gabav works, and listen to the lashon of the Rashba. Hasam she'ef shalas oisa al yedei shliach, havi amid al gabav kavana sa oisa, umidin shlichus. It's kavana sa oisa. I'm the one that had kavana. Not you. What do you mean? It's you. No, al yedei shlichus. Umidin shlichus, sokter Rashba. It works with the parish of shlichus. Chalit says a dover she'ef shalas oisa al yedei shliach. And because it's a dover she'ef shalas oisa al yedei shliach, so it's for that reason, amidas bendas al gabav, loy mayilav loy mayrida. It's not going to work. The Hilchos says the Rashba, chalit says she'ef shalas oisa al yedei shliach, loy mahani amidas bezan al gabav. That's for that reason, it's not going to work. You know who introduced me to this Rashba? The Marsham. When we learned the sugya of chalitza yidei shliach, we spoke at the Red Bite, so we mentioned then that really the chiddush of chalitza yidei shliach was not Rabbi Avram Aaron Yudalovich Zechrono Livracha's chiddush. This was a chiddush that had predated him, and it was already discussed by earlier achrayim uberoishon the Marsham, who had written tshuvas back and forth together with the Avni Nezer. They were discussing a similar story. The case over there was where there was a husband and a wife that were living in Odessa in Ukraine. He died, he left over no children, and he had a brother, an Achmumer, who was living in Portland. Now, at the time, this is totally agav, but I'm a balchayv to say this already for a little while, and that is, we mentioned that this brother was living in Portland. Now, we said he was living in Portland, Oregon, and it was a chiddush, to me anyways, that there would have been Jews living in Portland, Oregon at the time that this tshuva was written between the Marsham and the Avnei Nezer. But I was corrected by my good friend Davi Safir, and he told me he thinks I'm making a mistake, and it wasn't Portland, Oregon, but rather it was Portland, Maine. And the truth is, there was a thriving Jewish community at that time in Portland, Maine, and it's mistaber that Stam Portland, at that time anyways, today is probably Oregon, but at the time, Stam Portland was not Portland, Oregon, but rather Stam Portland was, maybe it's Negev Ksivas Aget, but Stam Portland wasn't Portland, Oregon, but rather was in Portland, Maine. I made another mistake, because I said at the time that Portland is probably a Chabad there. Well, it turns out that there's actually a thriving Jewish community in Portland, and I just posh it one of Berabim apologize to the to the very chashuv of people that are living in Portland. Uberoisham, the Rosh Koilel of the Portland Koilel, whose name is Rabbi Hanan Spivak, and he's running a very chashuv of Koilel, and there's a beautiful, beautiful Jewish community over there, and really taking the Pacific Northwest by storm. I don't have his tax ID number for any contributions, but at the same time, if you want more information, you can go online, portlandkoilel.org, and learn more about Be'emes. I'm not saying this facetiously, the Avodas HaKodesh that's being done in the city of Portland, Oregon. But either way, the Marsham wrote about probably Portland, Maine. And in Portland, Maine, there was this Achmumer, and he had this Chiddush. He wanted to say that maybe this that we find, that the Gemara said you can't do Chalitza Yidei Shliach, maybe it's only the man that can't do Chalitza Yidei Shliach, but maybe the woman could. And what was the Svar? Without Chazering all the raid, the man doesn't do anything. And because the man doesn't do anything, so for him, it's a mitzvah sheva gufa, he just has to be there. And to make a Shliach, to just be there for you, is not something you can do. The Chayletzes, however, she's the one that does all the maisa, she's the viyarka, she does everything, and because she's the one that does everything, so maybe she would be able to do it al yedei shliach, based on another ktais with the taisis rita masachtes kedushin, and all that raid. So in that whole tshuva that the Marsham wrote, so the Marsham said, I can hear svar is this way, I can hear svar is that way, but at the end of the day, the Marsham said, I have a raya. I have a raya mi toirosan shal rishonim. It's the lashon of the Marsham. And this was the Marsham's ikar raya, why he was not willing to accept the chiddush of Rabbi Avram Aaron Yudalovich. Now just to be clear, the ikar reason why the Gedolim didn't accept the chiddush of Rabbi Yudalovich, because at the end of the day, it was a svara. At the end of the day, it was a svara. Ramosha and a tshuva, Nigus Moshe talked, they wrote two tshuvas Ramosha did on this, we didn't speak about this last time, and that was Ramosha said, at the end of the day, it's a svara. The Gemara says you can't do chalitza yidei shliach. You'll tell me a svara, maybe it's only the man, not the woman. I hear, could be, but it's a mefurisha Gemara, and someone earlier would have had to have said it. Right, that was really the ikar time. But from an academic perspective, if we're going to sit and see if we can actually find a raya that a woman's not able to make a shliach either to do chalitza. So the Marsham said, "Chav ein raya." You know what his raya was? Otu de Rashba. Because the Rashba has the kasha, why is it that the Shoita can't do Chalitza Al Yidei Godol Oymed Al Gabov? And the Rashba said a teretz. He said, because whatever you could do Al Yidei Shliach, you could do Al Yidei Godol Oymed Al Gabov. If you can't do it Al Yidei Shliach, then you won't be able to do it Al Yidei Godol Oymed Al Gabov. So said the Rashba, being that the Hilka Chalitza Shiev Shalas Lois Al Yidei Shliach, Loi Mahanya Midas Bezdin Al Gabov. So said the Marsham, it's godless, right? The Marsham nu kola terukula regalachas. Stating the obvious. And the Marsham literally scans all the Rishonim and the Poskim and the Achronim, and this was the one raya he had. He said he had one clutter raya from the Rishonim, that the Rishonim held that you can't do Chalitza Yidei Shliach, even the Ketana, and it's based on this Rajbo. And just to read the words of the Marsham, Vim came mitoyrosan shal Rishonim b'mad nu davar zed, the gambi ish lo ma'am ishlichus, and not like this Svara that was suggesting that maybe you would be able to. Now, just to clarify, where do you see it, Mefurish, in this Rajbo? It's because the Rajbo was coming to answer a Tosefta. The Tosefta said that if he's a Shaita, or if she's a Shaita, either way, you can't do Chalitza. The Rajbo's kasha was, do Chalitza, begodolei medal gabav. The Teretz was, godolei medal gabav works midin shlichus, and ain't shlichus a Chalitza. So you see clearly that it goes on both sides. That was the Marsham's taina. Rabbi Avram Aaron Yudalovich, in his Av B'Chachma, he brought the Marsham. We spoke about that. And he brought this raya miteiros and shal rishonim. So how's he going to answer this question? See, he made a diuk nifla in the Rashba. So you have to go through it. But just the diuk that Rabbi Yudalovich made to be doicha what would seem to be a checkmate raya. And that is, he said, if you look carefully at the lashon of the Rashba, the Rashba said like this. We'll read it one more time. Rabbeinu Arav Zechrein Melevracha Tiritz. The Chol Dovish Efshar Lasoisa Yidei Shliach Havi Amid Agabov Kavonos Oisa Midin Shlichos. Ava Dover Shni Efshar Lasoisa Yidei Shliach Af Amidis Bendas Agabov Loi Maile Vloi Meir Bemakim Shesarach Kavonah. The Hilkoch Chalitza Shi Efshar Lasoisa Yidei Shliach Loi Mahani Amidis Bezden Agabov. Here's the punchline. V'hainu Taima. That's the reason. The Shoita. And that's why a shaita, shenechlatz, if the man is a shaita, that's why it doesn't work. And Rabbi Yudalovich asked, that why did the Rashba only fear Rois? The Rashba should have said, not only the shaita shenechlatz, but the shaitis. That's chayletzes. So he says it's a little mashma from the words of the Rashba that this whole Rashba was only coming to explain Shaita. And it was never coming to explain Shaitas. And he makes another diuk in the Rashba that it's mashma that way. And he says a beautiful hesper. And in fact, the beginning of Av B'Chachma, the first few pages, are all pivoting on this diuk that he made on the Rashba. Basi Rak L'Oirer, just to lay out a little bit, part two, as it relates to Chalitza Yidei Shliach. But again, why are we saying all this? We're saying all this because we're talking about Zachon Ladam Shloi B'Fanav, and we're talking about the Mechudish Diga Zachon Ladam Shloi B'Fanav that you see in the Sugi of Ger Kotem at Bilin Oisei Al Daz Bezdin. We said over the Hezber of Reb Shmuel Yankiv that Vos Pas Zachon Ladam Shloi B'Fanav by Ger Kotem at Bilin Oisei Al Daz Bezdin. L'chari, the Kotem's doing everything. Schi is always a pshat. You're doing for me. You're not doing anything for me. The Kotem's doing everything himself. You're just telling two das. The Teretz is the Rambam and Perach Haftas, Aloch Yudal and Hilchas Mechira, which the Ktois was Mazmer and Simen Reish Lamed, hey, that there's two dinim of Schia. The Schia where you shtel to the Maisa, and then the Schia where all you do is it's you shtel to the Das. Who can do that? It's the Das Acheres Makna. He's the one that's able to do that. What would be the Makar to this Rambam? It's Toisvis' Makar that he said in Perikis Gabal and Mesachtis Gitnin to say that there's a musig of a cotton could be coined by Das Acheres Makna. The Rambam also held that a cotton could be coined by Das Acheres Makna. But in Lomdis, he learned it differently. Toisvis learned it's the Makna that shtel su. All the das. The Rambam held, no, the Makta just blends Ke'ilu. He's mezaka, the das that the Koiner needs in order for him to be Zoicha. But at the end of the day, it's working side with the das Makta, side with the das Koiner. From there, we went to the Ktsois in Reish Ayinhe, where the Ktsois said that maybe based on this Chiddush of Das Acheres Makta, you can answer Taisus Kashmir Yvomas Kufdal Ramabez, that what's the Sugya of a Ketana being able to do Chalitza? L'chari, you have to have das. Actually, it's Chabnu Shneim. Zok the Ktsois, it can work with Das Acheres Makta. So we cleared, we had a suffix, what would be the halacha of Das Acheres Makna for Chalitza Like the Rambam that learns that it works within Tzchia, and Tzchia is doch mitam shlichos. L'chayr ain't shlichos b'chalitza. So at first glance, you can say, based on the reasons that the Maracher Zeruah gave, for why there's no shlichos b'chalitza, so you can make a very strong argument that maybe that's only for the Guf HaMaisa, but that's not going to be as it relates to the Das. But at the end of the day, I think it's Mefurish and this Rajba that all the Gedolei Achronim, when they discuss Chalitza Yidei Shlich, they were all coming very much from this Rajba. And you see from this Rajba really two things. You see from this Rajba that it's shaykh for someone to shtel tzu das al yedei shliach. When you see that from the Rajba, because God the Lamed al Gabav works within shlichos, but derech agav, this will be another raid bite. But that tzoyis, what the tzoyis says, that the Rambam holds das acheres makna works, that you're shtelling tzu das al yedei shliach, the tzoyis says, I found it in one other rishon. Said, I found it in a Rajba. It's not this Rajba. It's a different Rajba. I think it's the Rajba Lushitasa. That through Sri and through Shlichas, you can shtel Tzudas as somebody else. That's how God Olam Al-Gabav works. But either way, one thing is for sure clear, is that when we say Chalitza doesn't work Al Yidei Shliach, it doesn't just mean the Gufa Chalitza can't work Al Yidei Shliach, but it means the Das of the Chalitza wouldn't work Al Yidei Shliach either.